Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been speaking this week. I've been talking to you on the subject of why would you not be healed? And we've been drawing from the scripture in Luke 4, where Jesus began his earthly ministry, and he was speaking to the folks in his hometown there, Nazareth, and expounding to them the truth of who he is in his ministry. He was speaking with power and authority, and he was speaking to them about the unbelief in their hearts. In that discussion with them, Jesus used two illustrations from the life of the children of Israel, and they all had to do with unbelief. We were talking about that. Yesterday we left off speaking about the doctrine of non-resistance, and do we practice that? Oh, we say we do, perhaps, but really when it comes down to it in our everyday living, do we practice that? How about those that wrong us, those that make life difficult for us, those that very clearly have done things against us? Do we forgive them, or do we seek our own form of vengeance? Well, if we do, that's unbelief, because Jesus taught us to do otherwise. Well, there's another aspect of non-resistance, the doctrine of non-resistance that's clearly taught in the Scripture. It is a Bible doctrine. It's not a denominational doctrine, although per se, although some denominations may adhere to these truths. It is a Bible doctrine, doctrine of non-resistance, and it also includes a non-participation in war. And I believe that many folks who are in the Anabaptist settings are clear on that score. But we must stand clear on that truth. And we cannot participate in any form of military service. I don't know how you can love your enemies as Jesus taught and do that. Well, I'd like to move on now to another doctrine today that's also a very clear Bible teaching, and that is the doctrine of separation from the world. The Bible clearly teaches us that we have been called out of and delivered from the kingdom of darkness. We've been called out and delivered from that into the kingdom of light, or the kingdom of Christ. Those who are of Christ's kingdom are living to display the virtues of Christ. It is their nature to display the virtues of Christ. Ask yourself these questions. Does my character display the virtues of Christ? Does who I am display the virtues of Christ? One of the first ones that I think of that Christ very clearly demonstrated, it was that of love. If you want a good definition of love, read 1 Corinthians 13. Love is so many different facets and aspects of love there. And all of that, is that a good description of who you are, of who I am? Love, gentleness, forgiveness, long-suffering, forbearing. All those are rooted in love. Is that who you are? Does your character, does my character display the virtues of Christ? Christ has called us to do that. And if my life does not, then I'm living in unbelief. Folks, that's just where it is. Here's another question. Does my speech display the virtues of Christ? When was the last time you had a shouting match with someone? And shame on you if you did. If that's how you live, you need help. Seriously. Does my speech display the virtues of Christ? But you know what? There are many professing Christians that believe that really getting angry and telling someone where to get off is just a normal part of life. Oh, really? Is that what Jesus taught? I beg to differ. And you see, by doing otherwise, other than what Jesus taught, is unbelief. It really is. How about the use of slang or unnecessary words for emphasis? Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What's in our hearts comes out, and it comes out through our mouth. How about the job that I have? Does the job that I have display the virtues of Christ? Something to think about. Does my house, the furnishings in my house, the landscaping around my house, does that display the virtues of Christ? Talking about modesty, or do you live in a $2 or $3 million home? How about the furnishings in our house? Do we have the most expensive furniture that you can buy? Some of the latest furniture? Some of the nicest furniture? The landscaping around outside. I'm not suggesting, folks, that we live in a tent or that you live in a shabby shack somewhere. That's not what I'm saying. We need to have a balance in these things. But listen to the teachings of Christ. It's good for us to own a house. It's good for us to have furnishings, good furnishings in our house. It's good for us to have our houses neat and our yards neat. But let's be modest about it, folks. Let's not be elaborate, extravagant. Is your home, your house, known as one of the best kept lawns in the community? And I'm not saying it should look ugly. I'm just saying let's be modest in what we do. How about my hairstyle? My clothing. Does my hairstyle, my clothing, display the virtues of Christ? How about the music I listen to? We're talking about separation from the world. The Bible clearly teaches these things, folks. It does. Are we displaying the virtues of Christ, or are we living like the world? You see, if we're living like the world, we're living in unbelief, exactly what Jesus was talking about in Luke chapter 4. Does my music, the music I listen to, does that display the virtues of Christ? Am I really separated from the world in that area? How about the way that we spend our leisure time? Some of you might say, oh, leisure time, what's that? Oh, it's sort of the way it is for me too sometimes, and yet, let's face it, we all have some leisure time. We take time to do things that for recreation. So how do we spend that time? Does what I do in my recreation or my leisure time, does that display the virtues of Christ? Or do I live like the world in those times? Now, many professing Christian people would say that what we just talked about here is legalism. Ah, come on. You're legalistic. You can't do this. You can't do that. You have to do this. You have to do that. You folks, you're just traditional. That's all legalism. Oh, really? What does it mean to follow and obey the teachings of Christ? The Bible doctrine of separation from the world. The Bible clearly teaches that we've been called out of darkness into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Christ. Many people believe that it's not important how we live and how we appear. They say it's the heart that matters. Well, how do you reconcile that idea with all of Scripture? And be careful, because there is an element of truth in that statement. It is the heart that does matter. I mean, it does. But I say when the heart is right with God, there will follow a life of holiness. It gets worked out in our everyday lives in a life of separation. I've been labeled already as being traditional in my beliefs, legalistic. Well, I say if following the principles of Scripture is traditional in any given church, well, amen, go for it. I'm not ashamed of following the teachings of Jesus Christ. And may none of you ever be ashamed of following Christ. You see, if we practice these doctrines, folks, and we live them out, that's walking in truth. To do otherwise is unbelief. Just as Jesus was speaking to them in Nazareth on that Sabbath day about their hearts of unbelief. Folks, let's walk in truth, not in unbelief. We'll pick up on this tomorrow. God bless you.